as we approach the final hours of the world, it is of great importance for satyogis to be practicing constant abidance in non-duality. In that state in which the ego is absent, in which the self is perceived directly as bodiless presence, in which there is no subject-object differentiation, and therefore no I, no other, no nirvana, no samsara, no world, no void, no life, no death. Abide as the timeless, blissful, luminous presence, because this is your true nature. This is all that shall remain when the world comes to an end. And this is all that ever was. And it is this consciousness, this one self, who has emanated this world and will withdraw it from its phenomenal appearance into the unmanifest. And it is this same intelligence that will dream another world. Now is the moment to realize that intelligence as yourself. Now is the moment to be free of all fear, to be free of all illusions, to be free of any sense of lack, any desire, any obscuration of the real. Be completely at one with the Absolute Self and never waver, never forget, never identify with a character or a narrative, never have an attitude. Never allow any of the sanskaras of the ego to emerge and capture the consciousness. Attain your complete freedom. Realize the invincibility of pure spirit. Attain the core of the internal beingness. The victorious sun of the Supreme Self. And function as a beacon to keep that light emanating without obstruction, to light the path for all so that all can find their way home. Into the abode of God. Be always in the emptiness of ego and the fullness of the grace of the presence of God. If you do that, the battery will be charged, the soul will become luminous and regain all of its atrophied powers, and the self will be fully revealed. Abide in the pure stillness of presence, unshakable, immovable. Forever awakened, forever liberated. And let nothing ever disturb your peace. Realize the perfection of all that is, for all that is a manifestation of the One Self. Let us always contribute to the power and purity of the energy field so that all may be nourished by its light and its love. And may we all be continually nourished by the current of energy directly from the Absolute Source into the heart that enables the vehicles to function and fulfill the mission that our vehicles have been called to perform. This is the climactic moment of that human performance of divine transformation. Be open to the miraculous acts of God. May you be filled with the peace that comes when you open your heart to receive the grace of God with total faith and adoration, total surrender. total willingness to serve. And may you know the deeper peace of receiving that level of grace that permits the vehicles to act beyond their normal levels of capacity. To be in that state without limits, without governors, without superegos, without infantile egos, without any trace of separation from the one absolute, perfect presence that is the self. And may you know the supreme, absolute, eternal peace that is the final realization that occurs upon the throne of God. When the self fully knows itself. In the entirety of its potency. For destruction, sustenance, and creation. In which nothing at all happens. But the blissful light forever shines.
Namaste. Namaste.